I wanted to share with the Olam some words from the Sefer Mishnah Zerbaron that I think could inspire us, could lift us up. I want to be makdim that I once heard a line, which I think is something to think about, that we know that in the yeshiva world, there's a big challenge. You know, when we're in yeshiva, so we have the structure of the yeshiva. But how does the yeshiva world respond to the challenge of confronting the rest of the world? The rest of the world is so different and so what's the response? What's the mahalach? So I heard once that there were three mahalachim in yeshivas in America. I'm not going to talk about names of yeshivas. I'm sure different yeshivas probably feel different ways about which box they fit in. But there's three mahalachim. One mahalach of a certain yeshiva, Befrat, I'm not going to mention names, was that we have to adapt and we have to modernize ourselves. We have to confront and live in the world. So even though maybe they're maskim, that fundamentally there's a lot of differences between what a yeshiva world should look like, what an Olam HaTorah should look like. But come on, we have to get with the times. And we have to move along into the other world and adapt. Another mahalach, the opposite extreme, which I think is the more or less the mahalach in Lakewood and Bismarck Gavaya, you could argue on me about this afterwards, which is basically that we have to shelter ourselves and we have to not enter the world. The world is too much of a place where you know the values are too different, what's acceptable is too different, the entertainment, the tznius, it's such a different world that we have to create our own world. That's another mahalach. And the third mahalach, maybe call it more of a centrist mahalach, which I'm not saying right or wrong, but the third mahalach is to say that there's really only one world. There's no two worlds. There's one world, and chas v'shalom, we're not going to adapt or modify. But there's one world, and the Eibishter put us in this world, and we have to, have to figure out how to put it all together. That could be with time and with changes in the world. Different people, maybe the centrist mahalach is becoming less and less practical, and maybe. But I want to talk about the middle mahalach, or really the mahalach, which I think is definitely seems to be the mahalach in Lakewood, which is to create our own world and to create our own cocoon and our own culture. And the reason why I want to talk about it is because we live here. We live here out in the world, and there's a little bit of a sakana that we could lose that mila of that cocoon and that being in a separate world. So we're in a matzah. We have a very interesting task in front of us. Mitzad echad, we were taught, and for a good reason, that in order to really maintain our shaykhis to Torah, our madrega, we really have to create our own teva, our own world. But at the same time, we're living in a matzah where we're forced to confront the world. And it's almost like we weren't trained for this, right? Like, it's one thing if you live in a matzav where I remember I have a cousin who's a dentist in Lakewood, and he tries to get all male hygienists, right? It's only in Lakewood he could get away with that. So that's trying to create a Torah world, trying to create a world where Torah, in the rest of the world, is impossible to do that, right? That's just a small example. There's a million examples. So how do we retain our mila? How do we retain our being in our own world and being in our cocoon, and at the same time live and confront and interact with the greater world at large? So just to be makdim, what the goal is. The goal is what Reb Chazon Ish wrote in the Nigeres. Chazon Ish writes in the Nigeres on an ish that's zoiche li yedias ha-Torah. He says, a person that is zoiche to have yedias ha-Torah, he says, hu hoylech bein anoshim, he walks among people, he looks to people like a human being. But in the MS, he's not an Adam. He's not a Ben Adam. He's not a human. He's a Malach Hagar in Bnei Temusa. The Chazon Ish writes this on anyone that's Zoche to Yedias HaTorah. V'chai chai atzilus u'meroimim al kol bracho sehila. A person that's Zoche to Yedias HaTorah can be Hoylich Bein Anoshim. And he could be Nidme La'odam Haroye La'inayim Kemen Adam. But at the same time, he could be living like a malach. He could be chai chai atzilus. And that's really what we're shaykh to. We're really shaykh to this. We're shaykh to confront the world, but to still live in our own world. And that's the challenge. So I wanted to share with you some words of Rabbi Aaron. Mishnah Rabbi Aaron, this is in Chelek Aleph on page Kuf Chaf Beis, which might give a little bit of a mahalach. How do you do this, right? How do you, on one hand, confront the world and interact with the world and engage in the world, and at the same time, to be able to not have to subscribe to the centrist mahalach, that there's only one world, and also not have to subscribe to the world where we have to adapt and modify and modernize ourselves to go out into the world. Rav Aaron says, he's talking about chemdas and taivas of inyani ha'olam. He says almost like a scary thing. What's so bad about going after chemdas and taivas inyani ha'olam? He says that chemdas and taivas inyani ha'olam matbiim chaysomam al ha'odam. If a person engages in chemdas and taivas inyani ha'olam, matbiim chaysomam al ha'odam. They put their stempel on the person until they become the atzmus shel ha'adam. The chemdas and the taivas in ha'adam become the mensch alein. The nefesh ha'adam, v'gam haruach sheba, his nefesh, and his ruach, shu ikir mitziusoi. That becomes the chemdas and taivas in ha'adam. V'hu ha'boicher, and that becomes the boicher. Hu ha'machlit, that becomes the machlit. V'ha'choshev, and that becomes the choshev. If a person engages in chemdas and taivas inyani ha'olam, that becomes the mensch. He says when a person is born, he's just a chomer. K'shenoylad hu adayim b'chinas chomer hayuli b'loy tzura. A person doesn't have tzura, he's just a chomer, he doesn't matter. And his etzem, his atzmos, who he is going to be determined by his maisim, by his pulas, his machshavas, what he does. Kshenoyler huadayim mechinas choymer hayuli batzura. Rak kshepoyel achgach harei hasogas vatsiyur mitztayrim benafshe veruchoy. Veoysim bem roishim vehem atzmius ha'odam. So if a person becomes, he could become, his atzmius could become a choymer moment, or a different midah, or a person could become a mitzius ruchni. The site is to be like the Chazon Ish says, we have to make sure that the way we engage in the world doesn't start touching up who we are. It doesn't become Atzmus Shel Adam. The Atzmus Shel Adam has to be the Adam Haloymed, the Adam Ha'oisa Mitzvahs, the Adam Ha'oisa Chesed, the Adam HaMispalol. That has to be the Atzmus Shel Adam. You could have two people that live very similar lives. They could even learn the same amount of time a day. They could do the same mitzvahs. They could even daven with the same amount of kavana. But one person, he's ogetaysh, the atzmus shel ha'odom, nefesh ha'odom, v'gam haruach shevoy. It's a scary thing. His ikr mitziusoy becomes the chemdas and the taivas in yonei olam. Whereas the other person, the atzmus ha'odom, what's the define? We spoke at a different time. The nekuda sachayim shaloi, the atzmus ha'adam is his ruchnius, is his Torah, is his mitzvahs, his chesed. Rav Aaron says a side benefit of living this type of life. Rav Aaron says that what do you remember? What do you have zikaron for? It says zikaron is when you hear something or you experience something that affects your atzmius. So the mashal, he says if an adam gadol ever praised you, you can remember that praise for your whole life. Because it's like something that goes into your etzem. It's the same thing. If you're a mensch, that's a Torah-dika mensch, it's a Ruchnistika mensch. So your Torah, you'll remember it for life because it goes into your etzem. He also says a very scary thing. He says that Schar V'Oinish is determined according to this. Schar V'Oinish is determined, Kafi is a lot of rayas. A person who's a Gashmistika mensch, his Schar V'Oinish will be in Gashmis. Person who's a ruchnis to commence his chavanish in ruchnis. So, yes, we have to live in our own world, but our own world is not determined by what goes on around us. It's not even determined by what we do. It's determined by who we are. What is our etzem, and that's determined by, you know, what's our ikr focus. What's our ikr What's our Ikara Avoida? I wanted to just like to, you know, usually we talk about, Rav Aaron is talking about Chemdes and Tavis in Ha'ilam. Usually when we think about Chemdes and Tavis in Ha'ilam, we think about, you know, eating too much or Redifas Ha'amamin. I feel like there's another area which nowadays has become much more of a noise and much more negeya. When you're dealing about the etzem of the Adam, there's a new, there's a big nisayan, and maybe we'll marry up another time, which is the etzahara of curiosity, of information. And this is such a yisoid in who we are. If a person, chas v'shalom, falls into the etzahara of curiosity and information, we see people, good people, yireim v'shleim, that, you know, I'm all used to be, what do you do with Thursday night for an hour? There's nothing else to do. So you open up a chumash. Nowadays, a person could patr tzach up an hour Thursday night with just nothing. You know, just, you know, and I'm not even talking about the bittles man shabai. I'm talking about the atzmas adam. Who are you? Who are you? Someone that's wants to be agatized by your curiosity, agatized by dvar metalim, or do you want to be someone that's agatized by Torah, by tefillah? And that's really the avoda. The avoda is the way to take our olam, our world, into the world is by living like the Chazon Ish says. To live like a malach hagorim in b'nei t'musa. It's not easy. You have to be like a malach. But such a person is taka chai chai atzilos. And we're all shaykh to this on some level. And we have to always constantly ask ourselves, what's our etzem? Is our etzem chemdes tavis in yani ha'olam? Is our etzem his anyanus in dvar metalim? Or is our etzem Torah, tefillah, and midas tavis? If she should help us.